Welcome to Shalom Hashav on the Daf, your sponsor, L'Yunishmas Abiyak Hashalom, Le'a Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Yudalit. And on Amud Beis, we have a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Omar Rabbi Yosi, Ma'ase betinoikis sheyardo l'malois mayon min ha'ayin. There was a story with a young child who went to draw water from the ayin. So two ha'oris on this Mishnah. Number one is, what does it mean min ha'ayin? Rashi tells us, ayin means mayon. It means a spring of water. Kloimer. The word ayin refers to a spring of water. This seems very much to connect well with the Ramban in Parshas Miketz. And in the beginning of Parshas Miketz, it says that they saw the cows, standing on the Ye'or. So says the Ramban there, why is Ye'or called Loshon Or? Meaning the Yor, which means the Nile, is called the same word as light. What's the connection between light and Yor? And the Ramban brings another example of Nahar, which means a river. Nahar in Aramaic also means light. Why do you connect these things to light? So Ramban goes on to say, because rain is called light as well. And he brings a few psukim in Iyov where it says that rain has the name of Or, of light. And these streams of water, these rivers, are influenced by the rain. The more rain you have, the more water you have. So they're connected to the rain. So they're also called Ashem Ha'or. They also have the name of a light. Now the Ramban himself goes to say that the reason why rain is called light is because the light, meaning the sun and the moon, influence how much rain will be. But it's brought down that there's another concept, another inyan over here. Or is the highest level of spirituality that we have in the physical world. There's nothing more than light. Light is something which is not tangible. When nobody really understands light fully, it's the most spiritual thing that we still have access to in the physical world. And rain, as we spoke about in Maseches Tainis a lot, rain is the connection of Shamayim Va'aretz, the connection of the Elyonim to Tachtonim. The ashpar that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to earth, the ashpar of spirituality that comes down to the physical world, is represented by rain. So rain and Or are both the spiritual aspect of the physicality. Rain represents that, and Or represents that. So mainly when I'm talking about rain, it has the same name of light. And mainly we could say that anything that connects to rain directly, or similar to rain, represents hashpa from above, that will be also connected to Or. We know that water, a spring of water, is called Mayim Chayim, alive water. Why is it alive? Because it never dies. Anything that is alive, as brought down in the Rishonim, connects to the idea of Elohim Chayim. Life connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, life to the world. Anything that has continuous life to it, it is hashpa coming from above. So it's similar to rain in that aspect, that it's coming from above. So if so, we could say that's what Rashi is telling us over here. In ayin, ayin means eye. And eye sees. Re'iyah is also Lashon Or. Because the way you could see is through light. Seeing connects to the level of spirituality that's called light. What does the ayin mean? A mayon, a spring of water. Mayim Chayim. Again, the connection of Re'iyah and Or to water. And this is really two psukim in Parshas Ekev. We have a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Ekev that says that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Toiva, Eretz Nachalei Mayim, Ayonois Useo Mois, Yoytzi Babiko Bar. There is Ayonois, which is a Mayim, Utoimus, water, endless water, coming out of the mountain. In the Hemshecha Parsha it says, what is special about Eretz Yisrael? You have the ultimate re'iyah, the eyes of Hashem, connect the Eretz Yisrael, and the Eretz Yisrael has the flow of water. This is the idea of the Ramban, that every source of water is Loshon Or, it's a Loshon of light, of seeing, of re'iyah. The second error over here is that when the Mishnah tells us there was a tinoikis, the wind and the ayin, to bring water, it sounds very familiar. And the reason it sounds very familiar, because we know someone who did that. That was Rivka Imenu. It says that Eliezer, when he came, where did he go to meet Rivka? He met Rivka al Ein Amayim. Again, the Ein. This Mishnah is almost exactly what Rivka did. Rivka went out to be Male Mayim from the Ein. So Efshar Defshat, the reason why bring the Maisa, I saw someone heard him ask, why you have to tell me this story? We want to bring a simon to remember it. The same way, you know, Rivka went out to take out water. Similarly, we're talking about a similar case. But I saw that the Arve Nachal says a Begavaltic thing over here. He says that Eliezer, we know the Gemara in Tani said, he asked Shaloi Kohigit. He asked a question, a request that was not right. Who knows which girl will come to him? So Tani already asked, what's the big problem? He will see if she has any mum, if she has any harm in her face. But says the Arve Nachal, the problem was that maybe the wrong girl will come, a psul. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, you cannot marry a Knanis. Maybe a Knanis is coming to bring water. Says Eliezer, but we learned in our Mishnah that you go based on the Roif. As the Mishnah says, in Roif Me'ayir Mesim Lekuna, if you have a Roif from the city, you're fine. Rivka came from a majority of the city. She came out of the city to the Ein. Oh, so our Mishnah and Rivka is the same logic. Because a girl who comes out from a city, you can be Soymech and Roif. Rivka's story is exactly the story of the Mishnah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.